Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't care about the back roads, man. I like the paved roads. I like the smooth.
You're a highway boy.
Yeah, I am.
You're a highwayman.
I don't care about going down the dirt road with potholes and the mush. You go down that dirt road to get the washboard thing, somehow it goes, and your whole car just goes, you know?
Yeah.
Don't like that.
I dated this guy. He had a Corvette supercar, bought it brand new, and he let me drive it.
Oh, no.
And so it was great, like, on the highway. You whip it, I got it, I think, to, like, 108 or 118. And then,
illegal.
But we were driving, and I was driving it, and he was like, yeah, you can go down this road. And I guess, you know, like, if they come through and they start digging up the road, so it's all that graded still.
Yep.
And I'm driving slow and you hear like ting, 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 ting. I'm like, oh my God, this man's supercar. I'm like, this is going to be the end of this.
Yeah.
And it was, but I was
wiped out.
Yeah.
Completely wiped out. All right. It's 7:25 now. People would rather blank than talk about their finances. I feel like I'm on the Newlywed Game. People would rather, my mother-in-law blank. But what is that thing? What would people rather do than to talk about their finances? Biggest problems in a relationship, money, sex, two big things.
People would probably rather talk about, I would say something like maybe their deep, like true feelings about something.
So, I asked people last night, we put on Facebook, we asked people in preparation for this, and Cammy Kane said have a root canal.
Ooh.
Rebecca Wagner said people would rather do housework than talk about their finances. For some reason, people really hate talking about money, and I can see both sides of it. Yeah. One, it is a private situation, but it can also be beneficial. If you have a little bit more transparency at work, you know what people are making. That also hurts, though, because if you're the person who makes more.
Yeah, I just, I was... There's two things we could be talking about here. I never talk. Why do people talk amongst each other about what they make? Why would that ever come up? Hey, what do you make at your job? Why would you ask somebody that? That's not something we do. But if
aren't you curious though, what people make?
I could care less.
Would it, really?
I could care less. I don't care.
Because he knows he's at the top. That's all that matters.
Even coworkers or not, you don't care what anybody makes as long as you're good?
As long as I'm good, it doesn't matter to me. I'm worried about this right here, basically.
34% of people said they'd rather sit in traffic for an hour than have to talk about their finances.
Yes, and there's the thing, too, is you do not, and this is just me, you do not talk about finances or anything stressful like that before you go to bed. Never.
That's a good policy, especially if it does stress you out. You know, some people just... You know, you've already got problems and just talking about them, you know.
You don't like to wake up at like 2 a.m. and think about all the random money you've spent at Target and you have nothing to show for it?
No, I would hate to know what I spend at restaurants. Oh, my God.
See, there's the thing, isn't it? There's the thing. It's going out to those restaurants and then you see that bill. It's like, are you kidding me? What am I doing?
Tomorrow starts a new month. I challenge you, Chase,
for
an entire month, track whatever you spend on food, whether it's going out to eat, picking up little things, or going grocery shopping.
Well, it is the shortest month.
See, so. Amy and I very rarely eat out.
Yeah.
We're eating at home all the time. Like I hardly ever go out. We occasionally go over and you and I go over and get a Subway. All three of us went over there the other day. But other than that, I never eat out. I just eat at home.
Yeah.
Because I told you that time when I saw my American Express bill, this has been years ago, and they divided into categories, and I looked at the restaurant category, and I looked at the total, and I was like, are you kidding me? There's no ops. Stop the madness.
Hey, it's the Wolf.
My name is Sarah.
All right, Sarah, go ahead.
So my father and pretty much my husband's entire family, honestly, they always ask us, like, whenever we make a purchase, or what it could be, our rent, our security deposit, our tax refund, it's always, oh, how much is your rent? How much is your car payment? Oh, how much are you making at your new job? How much is your tax refund? It's like, that's none of your business.
Yeah,
it's not. Like, no, you're right.
It's a weird...
Yeah, I just can't even believe some people would ask. you know, those questions.
What do you say? Because it's a weird question to ask, but it makes it awkward for you. Because if you're, do you say it's none of your business, or do you answer?
Right. Well, I kind of, you know, if it's my father, I tell him it's none of his business.
Yeah.
But when it's like my in-laws, I kind of look at my husband like, you know, I give him that look like, don't you tell them anything. And he'll kind of, he kind of beats around the bush a little bit, like whether it's, oh, you know, he might make something up like, oh, $1 million or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, we kind of have to have a conversation, you know, before we like, we bought a new car last year. And I said, you know, when you know that your family's going to ask you like, oh, how much did you have to put down or how much are your monthly payments? And I told him, I'm like, can you please tell them it's none of their business? Because, you know, that's complete. I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's none of your business.
That's hilarious. Thank you for sharing.
No problem.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's the Wolf.
I work for the state, so everybody in our office knows what every single person in the office makes.
Yeah, what's your full name and date of birth?
Is that awkward?
It can be. Like, it come raise time, like if certain people in a department get a raise and other people don't get a raise.
But aren't you tempted to go, are you kidding me? John makes what? The guy doesn't do anything.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's public information. What every single person in the whole... In all the state makes, it's public information.
Well, I know what I'm doing the rest of my afternoon. What's your name?
I'm not saying.
Well, thanks for calling.
But I didn't know if y'all knew that, but like all state employees, it's public information what they make, so it can be very awkward at times.
Oh, I'm sure. Thank you for checking in this morning.
Uh-huh,
bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.